We've heard this before.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Larry Summers, who heads up President Obama's White House Economics Council, says this economic fallout didn't happen quickly and it won't end quickly. But he says passing the president's economic stimulus plan will put more money into the pockets of the middle class, and they should in turn spend more money. Congress is spending time, maybe today, voting on that package. It could make it to the president's desk over the weekend. We've been telling you a little bit about Toyota's problems. It's looking at its first fiscal year loss in decades. And now the world's biggest automaker says it'll offer buyouts to some 18,000 workers and scale back production at some of its plants in North America. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The buyout offer certainly beats getting laid off. It's 10 weeks of pay plus 2 more weeks for every year of service to the company plus $20,000. Paul Newton, an automotive analyst at IHS Global Insight, says Toyota is doing everything possible to avoid layoffs.
Toyota have only ever 3 times in their entire history, asked workers to leave their company. It's a matter of great honor for the company.
But the company saw its first net loss since 1950 this year, and Newton says the outlook for the next year is getting worse by the day.
They're looking at losing something like 30% of their output. There's absolutely no way a company can survive when it's geared to producing 30% more. So inevitably, people will have to go.
Toyota, which is based in Japan, had made an effort to employ as many workers as possible in the States, which is, or at least used to be, the world's biggest market for cars. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Yeah, maybe a little end-of-the-week buying. Asian markets closed up. Japan up 1%, Hong Kong 2.5%. European shares are trading higher at this hour, between 1% and 2.5%. The Dow fell by 6 points yesterday. The S&P rose by 1.5%, and the NASDAQ gained 11 points, less than 1%. PepsiCo, the world's second biggest beverage maker, says profits fell in the fourth quarter. The company blamed restructuring and impairment charges for the decline, but adjusted numbers did meet Wall Street expectations. Abercrombie & Fitch, the trendy retailer, saw profits drop last quarter. Lower sales at its stores brought numbers down by more than half from a year earlier. The company says it expects a difficult selling environment and did not issue an earnings outlook. And in this economy, clothes aren't an easy sell. As New York Fashion Week kicks off, designers are fearing their new fall lines will be discounted before the season even begins. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Retail sales jumped about 1% last month, but analysts call it a blip that won't be repeated again for months. Despite the gloom, 70 designers are in Manhattan this week trying to sell their latest collections.
I know, isn't it frightening?
That's designer Nanette Lepore. She runs 9 of her own boutiques and sells her clothes to department stores. That made for a sticky situation over the holidays. Many stores slashed prices on new clothes around Thanksgiving, often without telling the designers.
We were forced in my own stores to mark down some of the holiday merchandise sooner than we would have marked it down. But I guess it was a necessary thing to do to sort of turn the merchandise and clean out the floor.
The last thing anyone wants is a store full of so last season. Some top designers, including Lepore, have decided to trim what clothes department stores will get. And she's saving her exceptional pieces for her own boutiques. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
For jewelers, Valentine's Day is usually a big day, but the Wall Street Journal reports lovers won't be buying up as much bling. IBIS World says sales are expected to fall 5% from last year. There's one couple who found a love of crafts and of each other online. It's a story of love, work, and internet sales. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Mitchell Hartman.
Michael Wood has dark, unruly hair and an impish smile. At 6'8", he towers over Mona Harris, a petite strawberry blonde who is his partner in business and domestic affairs. The pair bustles around their Portland workshop, sewing artsy vinyl wallets and a line of 70s superhero handbags. 2.5 years ago, she was living in Miami with her two kids. He was in Vermont with his ex-wife and child nearby. Each was a top seller on Etsy.com, a shopping and networking website for handcrafters. Mona Harris picks up the story.
I've spent a lot of time in the forums reading different, you know, people's advice and things like that. And he would always come in there and post something, sometimes controversial, sometimes a little snarky.
They started emailing one-on-one, first about the craft business.
And things that had nothing to do with our business at all, and we decided to meet in New York in person, and the rest is history.
They moved in together, then relocated to Portland, and have been doing a booming business ever since, about $150,000 in sales last year, mostly from the wallets, which are in boutiques from Russia to Singapore. Still, the tough economy is pushing them to get more aggressive and taking some of the fun out of the business.
We're artists. We're not business people. And because we run a business, we have to be both.
And there have been some rude awakenings at the place where romance meets work life.
It's very stressful, and living and working with someone 24 hours, it ain't easy being with someone all the time.
I would say that the most important thing for the two of us to be able to live and work together is to both have our own interests. Michael's really into, you know, bikes and cycling, and I do roller derby.
I worry that she's going to get hurt. And every time she comes home unscathed, I'm very happy.
Michael Wood and Mona Harris. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And for more on Michael and Mona and their crafts, check out our website, marketplace.org, plus the numbers, podcasts, and our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.